Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Storm surge warnings remain in effect for parts of the northern Bahamas and much of Florida's east coast. Hurricane Dorian remains a Category 4 storm that's still battering Grand Bahama Island and barely moving. NPR's Greg Allen reports that Dorian has already caused catastrophic damage.
The National Hurricane Center says Dorian should begin moving slowly northeast away from the Bahamas overnight. Sometime Tuesday, the hurricane is expected to begin a slow turn north. The leading computer hurricane models indicate that at least until Thursday, Dorian will stay offshore as it moves up the U.S. coastline. Even so, it will bring high winds and possibly flooding to coastal areas in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered in all of those states. Virginia became the latest to declare a state of emergency in response to Dorian. Meteorologists warn that it's possible Dorian could shift west from its forecast track and make landfall in Florida or somewhere else along the southeast coast. Although it will weaken some as it moves north, Dorian is expected to remain at hurricane strength throughout the week as it heads up the east coast. Greg Allen, NPR News, West Palm Beach.
There are now at least 25 deaths from a boating disaster off Southern California's Santa Cruz Island. Five people were rescued, all of them crew members who jumped from the burning 75-foot chartered dive boat before it sank early Monday morning. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown talks about the search for those still missing.
We have dive teams that are in the water as we speak that are working to attempt a recovery of their remains. But the boat remains unstable, and I'm not sure when we're going to be able to recover those bodies as well as any more that may be within the vessel.
The cause of the fire is not yet known. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing that's killed 16 people and injured 119 others in Kabul. As Jennifer Glass reports, the blast went off while a U.S. envoy was in Kabul to discuss key points of an agreement in principle with the Taliban.
The explosion heard across Kabul was a vehicle bomb targeting a heavily fortified compound that's home to foreign contractors. In a statement, the Taliban said it was retaliation for actions by U.S. and Afghan forces. The attack came just after one of the country's main news stations broadcast an interview with Chief U.S. Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad. He said a deal with the Taliban negotiated over the past 10 months would see a withdrawal of more than 5,000 U.S. troops over 20 weeks once the agreement is signed. It's a deal in principle, Khalilzad says, that still needs the approval of President Trump. In the meantime, the Taliban continue to launch attacks. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in Kabul.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are mixed higher in Tokyo. This is NPR News. Investigators say the gunman who killed seven people and wounded more than 20 others in West Texas over the weekend had been fired from his job shortly before he went on a shooting rampage. Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales has more.
According to authorities, the 36-year-old shooter called the FBI's national tip line 15 minutes before he was pulled over by highway patrol in Odessa, Texas. The FBI's Chris Combs says the man didn't make any threats during his call.
It was, frankly, rambling statements about some of the atrocities that he felt that he had gone through. He did not make a threat during that phone call. He ended that phone call.
Law enforcement officials say the gunman also called police to complain about his employer firing him. The oilfield services company he worked for had also called 911. For NPR News, I'm Carlos Morales.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he doesn't want to call an election to block a no-Brexit deal, but no-deal Brexit, that is, but will if necessary. Johnson made the remarks in a brief television address on the eve of a vote on the first stage of a plan to block his Brexit plans. Johnson warns that any parliamentary move to limit his options and seek another delay would undermine Britain's negotiating position. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro says he wants to have discussions on the fires burning in the Amazon, but will not accept attempts by any nation to seize parts of the region for development. He's been under international criticism over his government's response to the crisis. This is NPR News in Washington.